Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:52 now on the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. And I have been waiting all morning to get the read from our political analyst.
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Look. One would anticipate there's Democratic anxiety about the president's performance. What more came out of the CNN debate last night as we turn to WOKV political analyst Rick Mullaney with the JU Public Policy Institute. Let's start with the biggest takeaways that are making news this morning, Rick.
Well, certainly the biggest takeaway has been the performance of Joe Biden. It has been widely criticized almost universally. Going into this debate, the big issue for the nation in the debate is, did Joe Biden have the mental and physical stamina, the fitness to serve for another 4 years? And that performance last night obviously did not meet that standard. And many Democrats, quite frankly, are openly talking about wanting someone else as their candidate. But remember, Joe Biden is the nominee. He holds all the cards. That is unlikely. But the biggest takeaway was the performance of Joe Biden. And by the way, it happened early. Within the first few minutes of the debate, within the second question, there were times when Joe Biden, not to be harsh, but if you watch the debate, he looked lost. He looked old. He was feeble. I mean, and the split screen, the nonverbal communication, what you were seeing was a very sort of energetic Donald Trump versus a Joe Biden who was clearly struggling. So that is certainly the biggest takeaway of the debate, was a very difficult night for Joe Biden.
How would you judge Trump's performance? One of the other takeaways was the way that he truly wasn't answering the questions posed to him and deflecting with almost everyone. Politicians do that. We get that.
I don't think he had a great performance, but I think he had a great night in comparison to Joe Biden. He started off fairly strong. I think he did a good job on inflation. He actually did a really good job on abortion, which is a challenge on the Republican side. That is an advantage for Joe Biden and the Democrats. That was not an advantage that Joe Biden was able to take care of, to handle very well. And I think Donald Trump did a good job on that. But overall, as the debate wore on, I thought Donald Trump began to struggle. He was rambling at times. He was very much into the politics of personal disparagement, very critical of Joe Biden in a very personal way. And as you just mentioned, Rich, very non-responsive to many questions. For example, questions on, do you support an independent state for the Palestinians? No answer. You've talked about mass deportation. Do you favor that for families who've been here more than 10 years and those who are working and those who are all together? He gave no answer. What about the rising care of child care costs? No answer. It wasn't like it was a terrific performance. But on the other hand, he was very energetic. He was very sharp. His comment that Joe Biden at the end is, I don't know what he was saying at the end of that sentence, and I don't think he does either, was a quick-witted, shattering comment that was devastating to Joe Biden. The contrast between the two, though they're only 3 years apart in age, was very stark. Donald Trump, very energetic, more in command. Joe Biden, really, really struggling. And also, I thought that the microphones being off in the end helped Donald Trump. He was more disciplined. When Joe Biden would go after him, he did not try to speak over the microphones. And I actually think he gave Joe Biden his opportunity to speak, and he had to. So all in all, while it wasn't a great performance by Donald Trump, he clearly had the better of it last night. If you're asking who advanced their cause last night, the answer is Donald Trump advanced his cause last night.
So let's assume that happens at the polls, and ultimately if the election were to be held tomorrow, how does Trump handle the next several days? Does he let the headline set in and almost back away and let the bad continue to get bad for Biden?
Well, I think over the next several days he does let this play out, because this is a problem for Joe Biden. But remember, a couple weeks from today, yes, he'll have a sentencing in
All of a sudden, we just lost Rick, but he was talking about the sentencing in the case that we just saw from the New York, the hush money trial. We just lost Rick up and lost him for some reason.
That sentencing is June 11th.
Yeah. And next week, by the way, we are anticipating Monday or Tuesday. It could be today, but we are also anticipating the Supreme Court's decision, which ultimately is expected on the Trump immunity case, the Donald Trump against the United States. That may also have impacts on the presidential campaign. Whew, what a night that was. And that storyline is going to continue to play well into the day. Any other takeaways that you had to add to what Rick was telling us there?
So I made a mistake. It's July 11th. Obviously, it's not June 11th.
Correct.
I think that Rick's assessment of the answers that Trump gave were correct. You know, he talked about climate change. Trump deferred it to police, Palestine. Trump deferred it to trade, child care. Trump deferred it to Joe Biden's record of firing people, whether or not he was going to get rid of immigrants in this country. He deferred that one as well. But Biden missed several key opportunities. And I think I told you this morning kind of the arc of their performance and their energy level. Biden out of the gate was very, very, very low and very poor. He seemed to regain it. And then toward the end in his closing speech, that's when he made that thing that we're playing all morning long, that soundbite.
That's that moment. And we were talking about it yesterday where with Rick, where, you know, you can have a moment that will resonate and it can be good, it can be bad, or it could be really bad.
Horrendous.